Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Apologetics on member-supported Restoration Radio. I'm your host, Phil Stone, and once again on this episode, I am joined by our guest, Bishop Donald Sanborn, Rector of Most Holy Trinity Seminary in Brooksville, Florida. Welcome back to you, my Lord.
Nice to be here again.
In the Apologetics show, we are using the text, The Defense of the Catholic Church by Francis X. Doyle, SJ. And in this show, we continue the last part of a three-part mini-series, so to speak, on the testimony of Christianity to the divinity of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. In this show, we'll cover lessons 33 and 34, starting on page 150 of the text. Over the last two shows, we have covered the testimony of Christianity in the miracles of the apostles, the testimony of the church through to the Council of Nicaea, and the testimony of the martyrs. Now on to lesson 33, entitled The Testimony of Our Lord's Divinity from the Rapid Spread of the Christian Religion. Now, this is something that you've mentioned before in other shows, my Lord, so I'm very much looking forward to you expanding on this subject now. So if you could please take it away from question 167, that would be great.
Yes, people are always looking for miracles, and rightfully so, especially if you don't have the Catholic faith. You need some sort of proof that this is the true religion, and you have to see some sort of intervention of God or stamp of approval from God, we might say, that this is the correct religion. And so one of these miracles that is clear to all if they study history is the rapid spread of Christianity, which is, whenever we say Christianity now, we're going to mean the Catholic Church, because that's the only true Christianity.
Yes.
So in the Roman Empire, because Christ ascended into heaven in 33 AD, by 312 AD, which is almost 300 years, you have Christianity legalized, and in another 50 or so years, by 382, it is not only legalized, it is established as the religion of the empire, and paganism is outlawed. That was Theodosius the Great who did that in 382, more or less, 380s. And all other false religions were outlawed in the empire. It's an unheard of phenomenon, given that all of the things against the Catholic religion, given the fact that it did not overtake lands by conquest as the Muslims did, but merely spread its word among populations throughout the empire, and an empire that was very, very hostile to it,
right,
from all points of view. Very hostile, and managed to make progress after progress. Already in the year 150, the ecclesiastical writers were saying, we are everywhere. That was St. Justin, martyr. He said, we are everywhere. And they were. They were all over the empire. They were in the Senate. They were in the upper classes. They were in the lower classes and the middle classes, meaning the army, meaning Christianity.
Right.
And so that was only a little over 100 years after Christ ascended into heaven. So we're going to talk about that. How did this Christian faith, how was it spread so rapidly throughout the empire without any human help? As a matter of fact, with all sorts of human obstacles,
yes,
to overcome. That's what we're going to look at. So, the author here goes through alleged reasons by rationalists and enemies of the church why there was such a great spread of Christianity. And the first one he brings up on page 151 is that, well, there is the beauty of the Christian religion, you see, and because it was so beautiful, people were attracted to it.